Okay, so welcome back to this audio program. Now, I'm going to keep these audios very short so that you can come back to any of the relevant ones that you want to listen to again. Now, weight loss is as simple as 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, 4 conditions of well-formedness. We're going to look at what we started to in the first audio. Now, like I say, if you do things that you've done before to lose weight, you'll get the same result. And the reason you're listening to this is because you want a different result. Now, before we get to the juicy techniques and the hypnotic mind reprogramming exercises that will change your relationship to food, that will change the way you feel about food and you feel about yourself, there's a little groundwork that I want to do. And I asked you in the first audio, what is the reason that you want to become slimmer? And I said, I prefer slimmer than lose weight. Because losing weight and not being fat and not being overweight and not having the wobbly bits isn't focused in the positive. It's not directing your conscious mind and your unconscious mind in the direction that you actually want to go. And the direction that you actually want to go in is from here, this moment right now, to a thinner version of you. And like I said in the first audio, maintaining that thinner version of you moving forwards. Now, people think that when they go on a diet, and this isn't a diet, this is not a diet. I'm not going to give you any recipe plans and meal plans and those kind of things that you've got to follow and have a shake instead of a dinner and a smoothie instead of lunch. And I'm not going to give you any of that kind of dietary advice that, let's face it, doesn't really work. Telling you to eat low fat options. There are some wonderful healthy fats and you need them in your body and in your mind as well, in your brain. MCT, omega-3s, the crucial fatty acids that your brain is mainly made of fats and water, which is the hydration thing. Avocados and olive oil, there are wonderful fats. So I'm not going to give you any dietary advice. We're not going to make any foods forbidden. And we're going to set this intention right here in this audio. And like I said, you want to keep that going afterwards. Now, most people think that when they go on a diet, and like I say, this isn't a diet, or when they start some kind of system to lose weight, that they will have to be like that forever and they'll never, ever again be able to have a chocolate bar or this or that. No. I'm certainly going to suggest in this system ways of beating cravings and ways of changing the way you eat food, which will mean you do eat less and you do have less of certain things. And it's only for a short time, right? 13 weeks, 23 kilos. It's not a long time, 13 weeks. That's really not a very long time in the whole grand scheme of things. I mean, 13 weeks locked in a little box would seem like an awful long time, right? But 13 weeks of, it's a quarter of a year. It was 3 months to lose 23 kilos in weight. Wow. What a success, right? That's 5 years ago, and I'm still there. Now, during that time, I quit wheat completely from my diet. All that delicious crusty bread and the olive oil and the balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper and that I used to eat way too much of. I just completely quit wheat for those 13 weeks. And I have wheat now, again, bread. Not as often as I used to. I certainly would probably have eaten it daily back then. And my relationship with certain foodstuffs like wheat has changed. It's not a forbidden and a demonized food. I eat sandwiches and wraps and rolls occasionally from time to time. I certainly don't eat them every day or multiple times a day. It was something for me that I recognized I wanted to quit eating, and there'll be things maybe that you know that you overeat, donuts or chocolates or fizzy drinks. There are certain things, and we'll get to that later on, that you know that you overeat. And for me, it was wheat. I quit eating wheat for 13 weeks and lost 23 kilos and then started eating it again. And during that time, of course, I smelt bakeries and I smelt the wheat. And every time I smelt that wheat, oh, and it just made me want to bite into some crusty bread and dip it in some extra virgin olive oil. And oh, every time I had that craving, I focused my mind on the end goal. And I used some of the techniques I will be sharing with you later on. And it was easy. I enjoyed the smell of it. Because let's face it, taste, a lot of the taste is the smell. Food tastes awful when you've got a cold and you can't smell anything. I enjoyed sucking up the taste units through just the sense of smell and got a good feeling from that. And then focused my mind on what I wanted to look like and what my end goal was. And this time, it's keeping that weight off. So I'm not just going to lose that weight for my wedding and then put it all back on again. This time, I'm staying slim. So it's not forever. If you like donuts and recognize that you're eating too many of them, or wheat or chocolate or any foods, then you're just going to get some control with the stuff that I'm going to show you later on in this program. And keep your eye on the prize. So like I say, not being fat, not being overweight, is not focusing on the positive. We want to focus on the positive with your words. And you started to in the first audio. What is the reason you want to lose weight? And an image will start coming to mind. What is the reason? How do you want to see yourself? Number one, how do you want to see yourself in your mind's eye? So, step number one in a well-formed goal is stating in the positive. So I want to be slim because, and then you fill in the reason. What is that reason? Number two, is this within your control? Yes, it's within your control, right? You're not being force-fed jelly and candy and ice cream every meal. You are in control. Now, you might say, but, I've got young kids and I work all these hours and I have to snack and I have to grab. No, you don't. And certainly not for a few weeks. Any job, they have to give you time for lunch. I know what it's like being a parent. I've had a kid, but they do go to sleep sometimes. You are in control. You are in control of what you eat. Number three, is this good for you? Now, you might go out for dinner. And when you go out for dinner, there might be occasions where it's right for you to do a certain thing which you were abstaining from. So maybe you do have a little bit of wheat, or you do have that dessert, and that's okay. Remember, there are no forbidden foods. So, this has got to be good for all of you. So you can't cut yourself off from all social activities. I mean, you could, but it's a better goal if you choose to make sure that your social life and your work life and all of the other aspects of your life are not going to be negatively impacted by you changing your behaviors. And let's face it, they're not, are they? You can find a way to, number one, phrase this in the positive. I want to be slim because, for then that reason. Number two, be in control of the food. Now, I know sometimes you might have to grab a sandwich, or you out, or you're traveling, or there are certain times, and you're going to follow the principles in this system, and you can still do that. You can still buy lunch out, and you can still grab some food and different things here and there. And is it going to be good for all of you? Yep. It's going to be good for all, for your spiritual life, yes. For your career, yeah, of course. If you're slimmer, it's good for your social life. It's good for your fitness. It's good for all of the aspects of your life. No barriers there. And it's okay if you have to go out for dinner and there's a delicious dessert. And it's okay to say no to the delicious dessert as well and feel really good about that. Now, the fourth aspect of setting a really good goal is to visualize that clearly. So this holistic goal, which is good for every aspect of you, that is within your control and that is stated in the positive, is something I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye being the way that you want to be. And you can take a deep breath in and close your eyes. And imagine seeing yourself. And if you can't imagine seeing yourself, just pretend you could see what you would see if you could imagine seeing yourself moving and acting and being the way that you want to be: slimmer, fitter, happier, with a big smile on your face. And maybe people will be saying things to you like, wow, you look amazing. Whoa, when did you lose all this? You look awesome. And maybe people will be saying wonderful things like that to you. And you see yourself being more fitter and active, playing with the kids, running about, running upstairs. You see yourself looking slimmer, smiling, happier. This is the you that you're going to become. Okay, so we've just been setting intention in these first two audios. We're going to start digging into the program properly in the next audio. And I really recommend that you spend a couple minutes again after this audio just picturing yourself being slimmer and setting a time, a deadline, a date for when you want to have lost a certain amount of weight by. So a certain period in time in the future that you want to have lost a certain amount of weight by. And then picture yourself a smiling success and imagine hearing people saying, wow, you look amazing. So let's do this groundwork. This important groundwork. Like I say, if you do what you've always done, you'll get the results you always got. This is different. I want you to get clear about what. Picture it in your mind with a deadline. And then we'll start audio three.